everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Well, traders' attention has quickly shifted to lean hog futures trade, with most contracts trading $2 to $3 per hundredweight based on continued expectations of strong pork demand throughout the rest of the year. Over in live cattle, spillover support from the hog complex is helping to rekindle buyer activity in nearby contracts. April and June futures are leading the complex higher with 40 to 55 cent gains, despite mixed moves in beef values. The focus of renewed short-term support has limited previous market pressure as traders start focusing on underlying demand growth and less emphasis on available cattle to the market. This could help to reestablish a wide trading range, which may continue in the cattle market throughout most of April. Cash cattle interest still quiet today, with bids and asking prices yet to be seen. Active trade likely to be pushed off into the last half of the week, although packers remain short bought, and with last week's early trade, it's possible that trade could be seen over the next few days. Over in feeder cattle, futures appear to be treading water today, with most contracts mixed in a single-digit price range. April futures holding a firm gain of 45 cents per hundredweight, sparked by active support in nearby by live cattle trade and aggressive hog market support. April feeder cattle, though, seem to have been caught up in spillover buying activity, while the rest of the complex remains much more cautious here on Tuesday. The focus of potential long-term stability in live cattle trade being tempered by overall lack of volume throughout the entire cattle market. This could keep prices moving higher and lower in a narrow range throughout the rest of the week. Meanwhile, grains were mixed today, with corn trade 1 to 2 cents lower, with spillover pressure from wheat adding some midday pressure. Soybean trade, though, narrowly mixed today, with light two-sided trade and no fresh export announcements today. Meal was narrowly mixed, oil 20 to 30 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was 1 to 7 cents lower, with selling after the first condition report came in slightly better than expected, with little other in terms of fresh news. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.